Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This is Bermanology. Today, we're talking with two Ohio State commitments, Desi Jones and Deshaun Stewart, a pair of teammates from DePaul Catholic in Wayne, New Jersey, who grew up playing football together and have made a decision in the last week to continue playing football together at Ohio State. We're going to talk to Desi and Deshaun about that decision, about their friendship, and a whole lot more on the latest episode of Bermanology. Back now with Desi Jones, Deshaun Stewart. Let's go way back, guys, if we can. You guys have been playing football together since you were how old?
Five.
5 years old. So that's, I mean, I'm old, so forgive me. My math isn't real good. You're now juniors in high school, so you're both 16 or 17.
17.
How crazy is it for you to think about the fact that you are now committed to Ohio State, two kids growing up in New Jersey, playing together since you were 5 years old? Des, I'll start with you. Like, is this nuts to you to think about?
It's insane to get a hold on that. We've been together since flag football, and now we're going to the same college. That's crazy. I mean,
Deshaun, when you think about that, is this something that you guys? I mean, Deshaun, you were offered by Ohio State in January. Desi, I think it was September. When that became a real possibility, was there instant communication between the two of you about, hey, let's think about the same place, or did it have to be a very special place that would have that opportunity?
It was definitely a couple choices, but once we both got to Iowa State, we definitely started leaning towards it a little bit. So, yeah.
Yeah, we had both.
I know, for you, Deshaun. Go ahead, sorry.
We both had like the top three like we was looking forward to. So we just like, what if we just think about what if we end up at the same school again, and it just came true.
Yep.
So let's go back now just 2 weeks. I mean, Deshaun, you visited Ohio State over the weekend of March 22nd. Great trip. You and I talked about it afterward. You know, it was one of those, I think, for your first time there, it sort of changed the way you viewed a lot of your recruitment. A week later, Des, you make the same trip. You make the visit on the weekend where Ohio State has their student appreciation day. There's hundreds of recruits there. There's all these people in the building. And very quietly, you get home, you know, you leave the building and you commit on that Saturday night. When you do that, Deshaun, did it instantly change your mind? Like, hey, I got to do this now? Or had you guys already been talking about that possibility throughout that week?
We've been already talking about it.
Yep, definitely was. Like,
Deshaun, go ahead.
When I took my visit, I told Des, I'm like, yo, it's fire up there. Like that's one of the places to be. Like, it's top of the top. And then he told me he was taking his, and he said if he gets back and he's like, and he commits, he want me to make my call too, so I could go ahead and commit with him. So once I seen like it was out there in public, I'm like, all right, I'm next then.
Why did you guys not make the trip together? Why did you not schedule your visits together? You play ball together for 12 years. Why were you going on two separate weekends?
It's what.
Yeah, really. My dad was supposed to take me. He went with his uncle. My dad was supposed to take me, but something happened like last minute, so I couldn't make it. So I was like, I'm gonna just go down there next week. But we'll be back next time. You go down there, we go down there together.
For this to go on, I mean, Des, I mean, we'll start with you. Ohio State, obviously, very well known right now for the recruitment of wide receivers and all the development at wide receiver. When you got a chance at that spring scrimmage practice, the student appreciation day practice, to watch what Brian Hartline does, to be there on a day when Chris Olave was back visiting, when Jackson Smith and Jigba was there, Marvin Harrison, you're watching Jeremiah Smith and Emeka Ibuka. Was it just a matter of, hey, there's no way I can pass this up? I mean, what was it about what you saw out of Ohio State that day that made you realize this is my spot?
Thinking about how much I can learn from all the nice players that have been there. And I don't think no other school has as much like development as they clearly prove that they produced a top receiver. So being able to come as a freshman and learn from all the big time receivers, that's a big movie for me.
Now, Brian Hartline, I think, is viewing you as an inside guy, as more of a slot receiver. How does that stack up to what you think you do best? How does it stack up to what you do at DePaul Catholic right now?
I think it's perfect, honestly, because right now DePaul is moving me more to slot area, so I'm getting used to it. I think I'll be good at it in college.
Deshaun, for you, obviously, Matt Guerrieri takes over as the Ohio State safeties coach, I think, the second week of January. Like, the first thing he did was offer you. Was there a connection that you guys had prior to that? And why do you think that he made you such a priority right away?
We didn't have a connection, like, prior to that, but we had, like, mutuals, like, people that, like, knew each other before me and him started talking. So we had, like, Ronnie Hickman and him. They had, like, a mutual connection. And when I told him, like, I knew him, so it was, like, a bond just being built right away, right there. And he just letting me know, like, when he first started recruiting me, that he was going to be the most in contact coach in the country, and he kept his word. So it was just a great connection. And we stayed in contact every day for the past couple months, like January when I got the offer, and or February, whatever month it was, I forgot. And it's just been a great connection. We talk about everything, anything. And yeah, I just feel like the place to be once I got up there and put a face to face. And I'm just seeing how he runs practice and all that. It was just amazing.
Ohio State's recruiting you as a safety. If we go back to the class of 2016, there's Jordan Fuller from New Jersey. There's obviously Ronnie Hickman. There's Jaden Bonsu. There's Jalen McClain. What is it about you defensive backs in New Jersey that people are wanting to be a part of what you do so much? What are they teaching you guys out there that's making this happen?
They teaching us, man, how to come up and lay the boomstick. I feel like that's what Ohio State likes, the aggressiveness we bring from Jersey, our attitude, like just everything. It could change the whole defensive backbone.
And obviously for you, Desi, as you start to look ahead, people are going to wonder, you know, exactly how this class builds out. There's 11 commitments in the class of 2025 right now, after adding the two of you and TJ Alford and London Merritt last weekend. There is at least a possibility for another wide receiver or two or three, same at safety. Are you guys comfortable with those numbers, and how much conversation has there been with the staff about what they want to do with that position? I'll start with you, Desi.
A receiver, Harlan only told me that he'd take three receivers out of class 25, maybe four. So I had to make a decision quick, because there's not a lot of receivers, so I got to secure my spot. So I think that's pretty good, though, because that's like less people I got to compete with to get a spot. So I think that's a pretty good look.
When you guys start to break down this decision, how did your families feel about it? Were they happy about the fact that you guys, you know, as you've known each other this long, we're still going to be able to maybe be roommates in college and continue this friendship?
Definitely. Yeah. Well, what's my mom?
Tell me about practice.
Our practice?
Yeah, I was like, you two going at each other. Like, who wins? Who's winning most of the reps between the two of you? Because, Deshaun, I know that a lot of the recruiting rankings places have you as a corner, even if the future may be at safety, but I'm assuming you guys go head up, you know, man to man quite a bit.
Yeah, so we definitely do. Like one-on-ones. We'll get each other every now and then. Like, say one of us wins, then we want to rematch right away. Like, we don't want to wait. Nah, it'd be a little trash talk going on, too. But it's all love, though. It definitely is.
Let's do a little scouting exercise. Desi, what does Deshaun do best in coverage, and where do you get him? Where's the spot that you beat him every time?
What do you do best in coverage? He's physical. Ain't long, though. Ain't long. So that's two combos. That's hard to beat, long and physical. But what I do to beat him?
Yeah.
I got to be quick. That's what I do. I gotta be shifty. You know, you gotta use some hands. You know what I'm saying?
Deshaun, when you go man to man against Desi, what is the what's his best move, and where do you think that you win?
His best move is definitely like him getting straight to the point. Like he got this little twitch where he'd get right off the line. They would just snap down right away with one break and throw me off my whole coordination. With me, if I get hands on him off the line, I think I win the whole rep. But just like if I get just one hand,
all right,
I take him off the whole route.
No,
I mean, we was on the field yesterday. He could vouch.
I beat him more times though.
Like I said, you got me when you snap down or quit.
With your guys, the history at DePaul has been pretty good in the last decade. There's been a lot of players that your program has put in college football and beyond. What does it mean to represent Jersey and have the opportunity to play in the Big Ten? How do you guys wear that pride on your back and understand that you're now the generation's like Kareem Walker. You guys remember him by any chance? You remember Kareem?
Yeah, we heard him.
So like when you were 6 years old, Kareem Walker was committing to Ohio State. He ended up playing at Michigan. Now like the next generation is watching you guys. What does that mean to you to have that opportunity?
To play at a big level at Ohio State, it just don't feel real, to be honest.
Like having the next generation watch us right now. It's like different, a lot of weight on our shoulders, a lot of eyes on us, because especially us gaining a huge attention from TikTok, us just being on that a lot. It's like we got a lot of kids that look up to us, so we gotta keep stepping our game up day by day and not going down, because it's some haters out there and we don't want them to get in our ass. So we just want to keep growing and growing, and hopefully come to Ohio State and do our thing.
Yeah, it's just adding more weight on my shoulders, to be honest.
I don't use TikTok because I'm very old and I'm not cool. What do you guys do on TikTok?
Like football content?
Yeah. Like related.
Like workout, content. Like drills, or are you guys talking about football? Is it like a trivia show?
It's like
football slideshows.
Yeah, relatable stuff for people, like everybody can relate to.
Yeah.
You can show your highlights off there. Sometimes you can just get your name out there more.
Well, I'm going to give you the opportunity. What are your TikTok handles so people can follow you? Or do you follow people on TikTok, or do you like how does that even – I don't even know anything about TikTok because I'm afraid of it.
It's like a follower.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's not like people are—they're not like chatting with you or anything like that. It's just watching your stuff.
Yeah, I mean they could message you, but it goes in a request, and like you just reply from there.
All right. Well, if you want more followers, put your names out there so people can get them.
Dez_Jones.
Deshaun Stewart Jr.
Sean Stewart Jr., Dez_Jones. Those are easy, smart thinking, guys. Marketing is very important, and you got to make that stuff memorable. What do you guys share like a playlist before a game? Do you each listen to your own jams? Like what do you vibe to before a game?
We don't share playlists, but it depends what type of mood I'm in, to be honest. Sometimes I listen to like old school music, like R&B stuff. Sometimes I listen to like new, like aggressive music. It really depends how I'm feeling.
Me, I got the same couple songs every game, unless it's like one of them games where I gotta go out there and like prove something. But other than that, it's the same couple of songs, same rotation.
So what is the prove it song? Like, what's the song that gets you ready to go out and put the clamps on someone?
I'll say Some Nights by G Herbo. That song give me real turn. What else? I say a couple Lil Durk songs. And Lil Baby.
Sorry.
Yeah, I said Lil Baby by
Dave, when you're talking old school.
Huh?
I apologize, guys. I think our Wi-Fi is a little, I think we're jammed up a little bit. Guys, when you're talking old school, what is the old school R&B you listen to? Like Keith Sweat? Like Bobby Brown? Like what are we talking about?
Oh no, not them. I say like Fantasia. Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
When I see you.
Yeah, like something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like getting a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Just calm, just in the mood type of thing. Like Fantasia. I listen to old Drake sometimes. Stuff like that.
Old school R&B I can get down with, but I'm talking like old school, like P Sweat and New Edition. I'm talking like old school.
Oh, pardon me.
I listen to New Edition sometimes. I got a little New Edition
in there. That's where it began. What's the plan for you guys to get back to Columbus? Are you going to try to get there for the spring football game next weekend, or is this not getting back there till June?
Spring football game.
Yeah.
You'll both be there in Columbus for the spring game.
Yeah.
Making the trip together.
Hell yeah.
What's the place on campus that you've been told you need to check out or that you need to go eat, or what do you want to do on that visit now that you're committed? And maybe things will feel a little bit different. You walk around a little bigger, a little bit more swag. Like, what do you think you're going to do on campus that will be different?
I think I have a little time to chill with the players now.
I'm trying to explore a little.
Yeah, I want like
food.
Campus.
Yeah, see what else they got going on. Like some places, like everybody like to go when they free on their free time. You know, mm-hmm. See what's to the city.
Did you get a chance to go out to like check out High Street and hit some restaurants up when you were in town over the last couple weeks or not?
I did.
I had a couple restaurants.
Where'd you go? What was your favorite spot?
I only went to Cane's though. That's my favorite personally. That's my favorite. That's why I went there.
I went to this burger spot not too far from the school. I forgot what it was called. Got these nice little burgers there.
There's a lot of good burger spots around there. If you get into the German Village, you got to go to Thurman's. They got the best burger probably in the state.
Okay.
Last thing before I get you out of here, let you guys get on with your weekend. Did either of you get affected by the earthquake?
Yo, yes, we did. Yes, we did.
It hit us a little bit, but it ain't really affecting us.
It affected me. My whole morning got turned off.
What, were you just laying in bed and all of a sudden the earth started shaking or what? How'd that work out?
Yep. I was sleeping. I woke up, the room started shaking. I'm like, I actually thought people was fighting upstairs. I didn't know what was going on.
See me on the other hand. I've been having people downstairs work on the little floor downstairs, so I'm thinking they're working on the roof or something. So I get up, look out the window, the whole world shake. I'm like, yo, hell no.
How did you see the world shaking?
I felt the world shaking. You know
what I mean? It all works out. It doesn't. I mean, that's very rare. Hopefully, we'll get through a weekend without a bunch of after effects or aftershocks or whatever the hell they're called. See, I live in an area where, like, the best thing about Ohio, and I say this in a way that, like, maybe will feel wrong because this last week there were like 20 tornadoes in Southeast Ohio. Southwest Ohio this last week, but like there's no hurricanes, there's no earthquakes, there's rarely tornadoes. It's like this part of the country, man, you don't get any of the excitement as far as the natural disaster. So now 25 years from now, 30 years from now, when you're an old head like me, you can tell your kids like you went through an earthquake. You know, you can embellish the hell out of that.
Oh yeah.
You're going to be like, there was one time Dad had to deal with an earthquake and the house started shaking and had to hold up the walls. That's the way it goes. Look, I know it's a Friday. You guys got a long weekend ahead, and we'll look forward to seeing you back in Columbus next week. I really do appreciate you guys joining me to take some time. Sorry for a little bit of the crossed wires on the Wi-Fi. Sometimes it feels a little slow. Sometimes it speeds up, and we're trying to work through that. So appreciate you guys joining on the show.
No problem. All right, man.
That's Desi Jones, Deshaun Stewart. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on the podcast. Thanks for watching. We'll see you later.
Sir. Yeah.